Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dub Knight, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Basically about my experiences either in Hollywood or my life as well as love, and I hope you like them. You can see the videos on YouTube, there's videos. I made them, you know, if you wonder how the videos are made, One was made with a film camera, with someone, you know, a microphone in a parking lot from a video, and one was made special effects. So I hope you like it. Part of it was part done with computer. So it's important that, you know, that I convey you about it, because if you like any of those songs, or like all of them, they all put together, and they all remastered, meaning the songs were put through were remastered, and they're there for you to listen to. Now, the rock collection, the three songs, since they've been remastered, you can hear it clearly and effectively, but also if you look on it like Spotify, you can listen to it there. It's a Landry, L-A-N-D-R, Landry Mastering. It's the Hollywood Mastering Company that helped remaster the songs. So I say Landry 18-1 or so on. That was an accident. Those are all the songs, Forever at the Time, Unique, as well as Outcast. Now, I told you the story in a previous episode about what the songs convey. But Outcast, you know, some people, you know, it's Mike's true story of feeling ostracized and a rebel, as well as dealing with a lot of issues in the world. So Outkast is a rock song with a lot of pop sensibility. It really was a pop, you know, song. But it sounds like a pop song, but it has a lot of guitar in it. So it's a rock. You know, it's one of those rock songs that sound pop. Really, it's very commercial, so I hope you like that. Forever has a twang of country in it, if you can hear the guitar, how it sounds, country, pop, and rock mixed together. But it's a rock song, so I hope you like that. And Unique is a rock song. It can be a little punk in there, hard rock. Has a deep funk, and you know, because with the bass guitar. So if I hope you like that, and each convey a story about some issue that I dealt with, a true story. But Forever Through Time is more in general, because it just, you know, falling in love, you know, we all can relate to that. You know, you want to fall in love with somebody, right? You know, sometimes it takes a long time. You haven't met the right person, then you finally find the right person. And that's what it's supposed to, you know, be like. In other words, there's a happy ending. And department of love, because love is, I think, is the most important thing on this planet. If we didn't have love, this planet would be torn apart. There'd already be a nuclear war already if we didn't have love or believe in it. So Forever at the Time, having somebody there is important. Forever at the Time also convey that there's people issues with love, and you know, if you've been rejected by individuals or spent a long time where you wanted to be in love with somebody and they reject you and you're alone, realize you're not meant for that for that person, because love is between two people, a two-way street. And also, if it's love, it would not hurt. And if you met the right person, you will be with them automatically. They will come to you, whether it's he, she, or whatever. And this 21st century, love transcends everything. So there's different forms of love as we become more aware of it. And, you know, gay, straight, bi, whatever, it's still love. Love does not prejudice. And wherever you find love and acceptance, God bless you. But you know. Sometimes, you know, when you listen to Forever at the Time, you hear the lyric. There was a time when I felt like I was dying. you know, you felt like you're alone. You know, what it meant is that you don't have nobody with you, you know, or you're, that's how I felt, you know, rejected, you know, by society or by people. But then I found somebody who really accepted me for who I was. That's love, you know.
So, and then when you meet the soulmate or individual that you're supposed to be with, then it heals all those years where you haven't been in love or you haven't been with somebody, and it comes, and that is a good thing.
A lot of people can relate to that. Unfortunately, some individuals in this lifetime may not experience love from another person as far as romance, and that's a sad thing. And some people have experienced love in so many ways. You know, they have dated or married, got married 8 times, and by the end, you know, that's a sad thing. Cause, well, at least they have many chances at love. Others, you know, they found the right person. I think pretty much everybody's going to find somebody to fall in love with. Now, if you don't, that you're an oddity. And that's not in a bad way. It's just everybody's supposed to, in some form or another, find love. But there are individuals who haven't. And hopefully in their situation, they do find love in one way or the other. Love is acceptance. And when you find a person that gives you the right form of love that you connect with, you know it will last forever and forever through time. You know the song that you just heard was played? That's the song, but it's been remastered. Forever Unto Time has been played lots of times on the internet and elsewhere, so you can find it. You can find it on Vivo. You find it everywhere. But with Unique, that song, one of the songs that's on the Rock Collection, it's just about being yourself. You know, everybody's unique and stands to the world, especially for someone who's a rock and roller like me. Being unique in the society has been a very difficult thing. Unique is not crazy, and it's not doesn't mean that you have an illness or anything. I'm gonna get to another broadcast about that. But being unique, living your life differently, I guess, from other people, is totally fine. Everybody just don't. Some people just have their own way of living. Doesn't mean there's something wrong with them. It's just part of life. In fact, it's a good thing because it can really transcend how we think and how we can grow more and learn and have more knowledge about the world, because limitations and how we should be or how we can be will only hurt us, and it has been shown scientifically. But Unique, the song, was just about being rejected by, you know, in this case, what the song is about, corporate record labels, and that's what it was all about. You know, in the music business, being a unique individual, and a lot of them are, you know, is a good asset to sell. Because in art and music, if you're unique, you know, you have something to bring to the table. Whether you're your fashion or the music, you're going to sell records. You're going to start a new trend. That's what they like. They like something different. And that is, even I read a criteria what the music companies want. Now, the number one thing they want is a song that sells. Love or something, that innovation or something, talent. But the other thing was high, it was ranked higher than image, was unique. Because if you got somebody who can play the guitar differently or write a song differently or have a fashion or something different, and you can bring them out to the public, people are going to be drawn to them. It's just been shown that even though, in that sense, that in everyday life society, unique people have been put down and ostracized in certain ways, but if you put them in an artistic setting, they have been celebrated because they expand. They start a new trend. They may change the industry of how a music instrument is played, fashion, or how it can be accelerated to another level of expression and creativity. But unfortunately, for a lot of unique individuals, while they're on their way to the top, they've been rejected. And the song is about the rejections of an individual who have been rejected by the industry, but who continues to go on and believe that they're going to get signed. So listen to the song. You're going to like it. It's important. Now, if I was a music executive, which I hope I can be one, you know, the song, you know, I would like a talented person, but if someone's unique, I would make sure that they stand out. There's just stars on them because they can bring something to the table. And a beautiful person, definitely, you know, a beautiful person, yeah. If you got a beautiful person in a group, you got a group of a band with a beautiful person who sings and a unique performer who sings, it will sell. Or by themselves, you know. But the unique person may expand or start a new trend. Well, anyway, but the unique song is an illustration of how hard it is to make it in Hollywood, how many dreams have been dashed. And if you listen to some of the words, like, I had a hard life, but I overcame it. I am not destined to have my heart broken. It's illustrated about an artist conveying a message that they're going to stay. They're going to continue with their music, their creativity, despite being rejected by the industry. And to know that as long as they keep creating, they're going to find recognition and be accepted by some label who can bring their music to the world. And it's an important thing about creativity, no matter what happens, fame or not, because that's secondary. If you sing, if you write, if you do something that's creative and you're really good at it or you really like to do it, continue to do it for as long as possible, because it really enhances the soul. Because, like, you know, creative people sometimes live on a different plane than others, because the creative process involves imagination, but also creativity from their soul, and a lot of them have suffered a lot, so they use their suffering to create. It's been it's been going on for a long time. You know, if you look at individuals like centuries ago, Van Gogh, he cut his ear off, or Beethoven, who was extremely creative on the piano, gifted musician, but suffered severe abuse from his father and had so many health problems, but despite it, he kept creating. What was really interesting about Beethoven was that he tried to write a song and he couldn't even hear or see whatever it was. He couldn't even hear it. But he kept creating. So the suffering that a lot of musicians go through is paramount. But the genius that they bring to the world is extremely exemplary, because eventually they will transcend, their genius will transcend their suffering. Well, anyway, the other song is... did I mention all of them? Okay, Forever of the Time, Unique, and Outkast. Okay, if you're Outkast, you know about that topic. Just, you know, so I hope you like the Rock Collection. It is on iTunes. And listen to the rock songs and maybe you can relate to it. I will say that I speak of them from, like, you know, just giving it my point of view about it, despite being a songwriter and a producer, as well as a singer of the song, to tell you what the meaning of the songs are. So Outkast is just about just feeling alienated by society and the suffering and the alienation and how painful it is. A lot of people can relate to that. And Unique is about the true story of being rejected, as well as the belief that the creativity that the person has that's conveyed in the song will find recognition. They will succeed despite the obstacles. And Forever at the Time, it's just about love, finding, you fall in love with your soulmate. Spent years and you felt like you there's no one there, and you finally find the right person. That is what it's all about. And I hope you like it. Good night from Dove Night.